This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian attack on Ukraine's southern port of Odessa early Sunday used 19 types of missiles to cause maximum destruction.
In total, almost 50 buildings were damaged in Odessa alone last night, 25 of which were architectural monuments, the historic center, a World Heritage Site that UNESCO has taken under its protection. The building of the Greek consulate was also damaged, and this is the second consular office in Odessa to be hit by Russian terror. Only 3 days ago, another such attack damaged the building of the Chinese consulate.
Russia has been pounding Odessa and other Ukrainian food export facilities nearly daily over the past week. Wildfires on the popular Greek island of Rhodes are forcing the evacuations of more than 30,000 local residents and tourists, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Greek authorities are calling it the largest wildfire evacuation in the country. More than 15,000 people by land and 3,000 by sea are now going to safer destinations. Among them are local residents abandoning their homes and travelers leaving their hotels, like this tourist from the UK.
Difficult, frustrating, because we're not so sure where the fire is, but we were told to evacuate, so we just put some things in the bag and came here.
Firefighters with engines on the ground, joined by helicopters and planes, are working hard to stop the fires from spreading on Rhodes, an island known for unreliable winds. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And overloading of ferry has capsized off Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, killing at least 15 people, leaving 19 others still missing. Boat was traveling from one island to another. This is VOA News. Record-breaking high temperatures are expected to continue this week in several parts of the world. As scientists link the extreme weather to climate change, Pope Francis urged world leaders to fight it. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
From Spain to Lebanon to the United States, the heat keeps breaking records this summer. The World Meteorological Organization attributes it to global warming.
Buongiorno.
On Sunday, Pope Francis shed light to the suffering climate change causes to many living beings around the planet and the urgency to fight it. Forecasters expect the heat waves to continue for several more days, if not weeks, in various parts of the world. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea's military says a nuclear-propelled U.S. submarine arrived in South Korea in the second deployment of a major U.S. naval asset to the Korean Peninsula this month. The USS Annapolis arrived to Jeju Island about a week after the USS Kentucky docked at Busan. The Kentucky was the first U.S. nuclear-armed submarine to come to South Korea since the 1980s. North Korea reacted by test-firing missiles, and its defense minister said the sub's arrival could be grounds for the North to use a nuclear weapon. The Annapolis is nuclear-powered, but armed with conventional weapons. South Korean Navy said that the Annapolis mainly docked load supplies, but there were discussions about training exercises as well. The U.S. said it is pausing some foreign assistance programs in Cambodia and imposing visa bans on individuals it says undermine democracy after the ruling Cambodian People's Party declared an inside and landslide victory in elections Sunday. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more from Washington.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said in a statement Washington was troubled. The elections in which Prime Minister Hun Sen's CPP faced no viable opponent were, quote, neither free nor fair. Miller called on Cambodian authorities to restore genuine multi-party democracy and politically motivated trials and reverse convictions of government critics and allow independent media to operate without interference. Self-styled strongman Hun Sen, who has ruled Cambodia for 38 years, had brushed off Western concern about the election's credibility, determined to prevent any obstacle in his carefully calibrated transition to his anointed successor, his eldest son. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.